Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, December 27, 2016. I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
Good evening, Zimbabwe, and I am Chioneso Jani. Tonight we are looking at New Year resolutions for 2017. Share with us what you have.
Let's get connected on Facebook at VOA Studio 7 and on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
You can also call us directly on 001-202-619-2077 to give us your contribution.
And we are streaming live on Facebook. We are also streaming live on our three websites. That's voazimbabwe.com, voandevele.com, as well as on voashona.com. The year 2016 comes to a close on Saturday, with many people saying it's a year they would love to quickly put behind them and permanently forget. Unfortunately, some say they don't have any hope for 2017 because the government does not seem to have any means or capability to curb the sustained economic catastrophe that has cast many people into poverty.
And it definitely can't be gloom and doom, for as our very nature as human beings, we are meant to strive and face challenges and be positive, and in whatever circumstances. Some of us have already started up drawing resolutions and aspirations in the 2017. So tell us tonight what you have already started planning, and call us and give us your New Year messages and on WhatsApp.
Le chona njani Zimbabwe omuhle ikudibana kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo lwabasakhulayo lamhlanje uhlelo The Connection lapho sikhangela ke ukubana yebo sesifika emaphethelweni omnyaka ka-2016. Okungumnyaka abantu abaningi abakhala ngawo bathi ubunzima kakhulu. Nanku akula mali emabhanga, imisebenzi iqhubeka isilela elizweni. Kule ndlala abantu abalimanga lizakhumbula ukubana izulu kalinanga kuhle. Ngumnyaka obunzima kakhulu ebantwini abaningi. Njalo abaningi bathi bazimisele ukuqhubeka ngempilo bakhohlwe ngalonyaka ngoba njengokusho kwami into bezingathambanga. Ngakho abanye bathi silethemba lokubana eminyakeni ozayo kuzaba nganeno, kuza kuba ngcono. Kodwa abanye bathi hayi bo akulabo velo obungaba khona lapha, nanku silo uhulumende ofanayo, uhulumende osifake edakeni esikilo nguye esizaqhubeka silaye ngomnyaka ozayo. Ngaleso sizathu akula themba ke lokubana kungaba lobuvelo ibandla leZANU PF lingayisusa ilizwe ebunzimeni elifake kibo in the first place. Lingaba likubona njani? Kukhona yini elikuqoqileyo ngomnyaka ozayo? Zifiso bani elilazo esingathi ngama New Year resolutions? Kuyini elifuna kuguquke empilweni zenu? Lingasitshela ucingo khonapha uhlelo ngolwenu. Uhlelo ke The Connection kumbe lisithumele nje okuzincwajana ku-Facebook kumbe ku-WhatsApp. Siza bala ke incwadi zenu abafuna sibathinte bakhulume emoyeni. Siza kwenza njalo, sizalithinta sikhulume ke emoyeni asixhumane nezihlobo zami bontanga uhlelo ngolwenu lana lingayisibo bontanga lamukelekile lingaluchaya lisitshayele ucingo sikhulumeni emoyeni kwaziwa ibaterere chirongwa ndechenyu chirongwa the connection nasi tiri kukurukura nenyaya yezvamunoshuvira mugore rinouya ra 2017 tinoziva kuti gore rino zvinhu zvanga zvisina kumira zvakanaka zvanga zvichinetsa zvinosanganisira nyaya yeupfumi hwenyika kushayikwa kwemari kumabhanga kushayikwa kwemabasa vanhu vakawanda vari kuchemawo nenzara nyika haina kumira zvakanaka nyika yaita mamvemve sekutaura kwamukanya Thomas Mapfumo tafire nyika saka vamwe vari kuti haiwa goreka rinouya iri tikutarisa kuti zvinhu zvinge zvichiita nani asi vamwe vari kuti haiwa hapana zvinhu zvichaita nani apa nekuti tinenge tine hurumende yeZANU-PF yakaisa nyika mumadhaka saka ndiyo ichange iripo hayo saka hapana zvichachinja apa asi toda kunzwa kwamuri nhasi ndezvipi zvishuwo zvenyu maresolutions enyu zvii zvamunoda kuona zvichichinja muupenyu hwenyu mugore rinotevera ndiyo nyaya yatiri kurokura nezvayo nhasi Miss Chi.
I was talking to someone today, Wachiti, I want to be very positive because there's been a lot of negativity around me and I want to be positive. And then I started to think, last year, 2016, ndakamboti, New Year resolution, ndudambo manya every day. But ndakazo pedzanda manya 1st of January chet, and then the whole year I didn't run again. So I'm hoping that this year for me, for New Year resolution, chandafunga kuita kutanga kwegore andiswa kuti zviite muna January chete vandura kuti zviendese all the way to December.
Saka ma resolutions ako uri kutaura kuti you know you drafted them last year, what happened, where did you go wrong?
I think one of the things is my resolutions for this year, it was not that I wasn't serious, but I think the problem was they were too high. The expectations were too high. For someone who hasn't been running for maybe 4 years now, and then you decide I want to run and think you can just do it all of a sudden. So I think it's a matter of smart thinking, Kuti. What is it you can do? If you decide that, no, I want to run or I want to eat healthy. You know, I know many people who say, inanchajganyama. But you don't just break it, ipapo. Unotanga maybe once, every Tuesday, aujganyama, kushika wati, I want to kujgama veg. That's what happened to my mother. My wangu ati ayo ina and chada kuchikachi nyama. But after 1 week, she was now eating it, you know? So I think, back to your question, I think it's about high expectations. I think we should just give each other a time frame. Not kuti jotanga nasi papo. But I think if you over time, then you're able to accomplish.
In other words, set reasonable, doable targets for yourself. Don't, you know, exaggerate like you are saying. If you set yourself, you know, the bar too high, obviously you won't jump and get there. But again, you don't necessarily have to, you know, underset your targets, if that's a word. Just set reasonable targets. Right?
Yes, very, very, very correct. But also, I found out that if you want to do certain targets on your own, you've put certain resolutions on your own, I think it's very important to have key people who you're accountable to. You know, if you want to do certain things on your own, sometimes it's very difficult, but you need an accountability partner, someone who can say, how far have you done this? And it's very important, I think, kutimunu, I record it. You know, you need to record how far you have gone, you know, in that thing. What about you, Ntunga? You're asking about me. What about you?
I don't do resolutions. I do life, you know, as it comes. I take each day as it comes. As it comes. But that's not to say people should not draw resolutions. I have a different take to life. My story later. We are joined now by our first guest, and that's Linda Mpofu, a friend to the show. Linda is a women's rights activist and a human rights activist in general. Linda, good evening and welcome on the connection.
Thank you very much, Tunga. It's a very good evening to you, all listeners.
Yeah, so let's dive straight into it, Linda. What were your achievements and failures for this year, and what are your aspirations for 2017?
Oh, I never did have any resolutions for 2016, but all I can say is that 2016... from the beginning, it was an uphill, a very difficult year. But I'm just happy to say, towards the end in November, I won an award. I was a runner up to the best gender based story. I produce small documentaries about women in general, their struggles and their successes. So that was the highlight of 2016 for me. And then for 2017, I don't want to put any resolutions to it because I realized that every time I set up resolutions, it's because I'm emotional because of the failures of the previous year. So most of the times I end up setting the bar so high because, you know, I would have failed quite a lot. So I'm just thinking to myself, okay, let me just leave life as it is. Just welcome the new year and maybe just stay positive throughout the whole year and maybe things will be okay for me.
That makes it two of us.
Well, so are you saying that as a young lady, my dear, you don't believe in resolutions, but is resolutions not the same as goal setting?
I don't think so. I really don't think so.
What is your understanding?
For me...
What is your understanding of resolutions?
You know, when I'm talking about resolutions, maybe it's because of my background, you know, we tend to just put up things that we just want. You know, it's all about wants when we are putting up resolutions. But when we are talking about goal setting, it's all about working towards a certain thing, be it professionally or socially. But, you know, when you come to resolutions, these yearly resolutions, I feel that it's more of like play and, you know, just because it's a new year, you have to make resolutions. I doubt if they've got any, you know, meaning to most of us. We are just doing it for the sake of it being a new year.
Okay, well, in that light, you're saying that resolution, the word resolutions is maybe overrated. Saka, iwewe goal yako for this year, Ichi. Let us put it as goals. What are your goals for this year? If you could share one or two, nokuti, uti resolution, you're not very comfortable with the word, but I feel it has the same meaning. But maybe let's put it in the context of that which you understand. So can you tell us what goals do you have for this year?
Okay, my goal for this year is more like on the professional side. I work with a youthful organization, and seeing that our elections are supposed to be in 2018, so my goal is to make sure that youths register to vote. That's my goal for this year. I want to make sure that all youths that I know or that I meet register to vote.
And
ngaleyo ndlela Linda isifiso esihle kakhulu laso leso lami into engifisayo ukubona abasakhulayo bephatheka ngokugcweleyo kwezombusazwe belimukisana bebhalisa ukuba na babe lelungelo lokuvota ngoba ukhetho luyabuya ngo-2018 akuncedi ukuthi umthethweni ekhala ethi izano sibuleli ilizwe izano sibuleli ilizwe yabo sibuleli ilizwe izano kodwa wena kuyini okwenzayo mlandu bani lawo lawo odlalayo ukubana ubona ukuthi ukubola khonoko sokukhona ukubulawa kwelizwe izano PF akuqhubekeli phambili yebo mvumelana lawe abasakhulayo kumele bevote khonapho kodwa wena njengolinda ungabagqugquzela njani abanye ungabakhuthaza njani ukuba na batholakale labo besiya ebhalisa ukuba na bavote
indlela ziningi kakhulu ulutsha lethu liyadubeka luhlezi ezindlini alunamsebenzi bayafunda kodwa imisebenzi ayikho abanye njalo futhi abafundi ngoba imali ingekho so mina into engingayenza nje ukubabonisa ukuthi angela nini ukubana ilizwe lethu limi njani nxa ungasabhalisanga ukuthi ube uyevota uba nozakulungisela ikusasa lakho konke busala ime isala kithi omunye lomunye ukubana ahambe aye register ukuvota avote ukwenzela ukuthi kusasa nxa izinto sezihlupha abone ukuthi hayi laphana kodwa ekhethweni ngakhetha kubi kumbe hayi ngakhetha kuhle nxa ukhethe kuhle unakho ukulwela lokho okukhethileyo kodwa nxa ungazange vele uyevota uzahlala uthi abona laba abaye babavotayo kabakulungisi kodwa nxa ube yingxenye hayi sibili nawe uyazama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi lokho okukhethileyo kube yikho
aha aya mashoko akakosha zvikuru ari kutaurwa namzvare Linda ari kutaura nenyaya yekuti chishuvo chake ndechekuti vechidiki vainde kunonyoresa kuti vange vachiwanikwa vachivhota nehwandu inova nyaya yakakosha zvikuru iri kutaurwa nevanhu vakawanda nechikonzero chekuti ukatarisa mischipa nguva yesarudzo panyaya yemacampaign vechidiki vanenge vachingoshandiswa kumhanya mhanya vachiita marali asi vazhinji vacho vanenge vasina kunyoresa kuti vave nekodzero yekuvhota saka iyi nyaya yakakosha zvikuru iri kutaurwa namzvare Linda.
One of the things I also liked about what she said, she was very specific about her professional goals. And I think when you're doing your resolutions for the year, I think it's very important to decide which goals go where. Your professional goals, your health goals, your personal goals, your relationship goals, and all other goals. So now that she has told us, empower my youth in terms of letting them understand their power of voting and voting rights, I think that is very admirable, don't you think?
Indeed. And by the way, we have our colleague, Mike Wobe. We've deployed him to a place called the Pentagon City, right here in our neighborhood, a mile or so away. And he will be joining us shortly and, telling us what he has for us. I'm sure he has some young people out there that he is talking to. Are we together, Ms. Chi?
Yes, I am, and I'm really excited to hear what they have to say in regard to what he's going to be talking about, because I was talking to one lady today, and she said that I want to go back to being an athlete after so many years. So, but she's based here in America, so it's great to hear what other Americans and Zimbabweans based here in America and what they have to say.
Indeed, uhlelo ngolwenu zihlobo esithandekayo lisitshayele ucingo njengokusho kwami lisazise ukubana kuyini elikukhangeleleyo emnyakeni ozayo umnyaka ka-2017 silolinda ecingweni limzwile ekhuluma ukuthi ulesifiso sokubana lani njengabasakhulayo liqakathekise ukubhalisa ukubana livote ngoba luyeza ukhetho luka 2018 next year 2017 ngomnyaka we campaign kuyabe kufiwa sibili amabandla achiyeneyo abebhoda ngelizwe edinga usekelo ngakho uqathekile ukubana lani njengabasakhulayo lanxa ungasilo lunga lebandla kuqakathekile ukubana ubhalise ukuvota. It's very important for young people and everyone else out there. I'm saying young people because they are the majority in Zimbabwe. You know, it's important for everyone to be registered to vote.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's very important that it's actually brought, this campaign is actually made bigger, brought into schools and educated why young people should vote. You'd be surprised that many people don't know why they should vote. They're just going, but they don't understand that each vote matters. Disregard where you are, wherever you are. It's like I am very, very excited about her campaign for this year, 2017. Iri kuyai.
Indeed, and also, you know, there is, okay, we are told we now have our colleague, Mike Wobe at the Pentagon City. I'm sure he's doing some ice skating there. A colleague of mine took me to that ice skating,
arena?
You know, facility. Mm. Yeah, it's... right in front of Nando's. I'm sure that's where Mike Wobe is. Mike, good evening. Yeah, Mike.
Say hi, Chuan. Hey, Chioniso.
Gunja.
Chioniso Chani.
Yeah, Gunja and Baba. Use Pentagon seat.
Ah, Belling is a Pentagon seat. You have one and Lana Guelaba and Baba. Abantwana abasakhulayo labo mama labo baba ngabona lana abanye they busy working out labantwana babo bathi hayi bengikhuluma nabo ngiba sakhulumisana lendaba yama New Year's resolutions bathi hayi thina we want to be fit that's hayi kodwa how do you get fit skating bengazi vele ukuthi skating takes so much energy bathi it works your core. So it was very interesting ngixoxa nabo bangitshela bathi ama New Year's resolution abo there to make sure ukuthi they are very fit. 2017 is a year, but the year of fitness. So lana vele Pentagon City kodwa ngeke ikhona ukubonisa ikhona i-gym ethiwa i-LA Fitness ngaphandle kwele skating ring. So just outside. So abanye bathi uma sebeqedile ukushaya i-workout la bangena e-gymini bayobamba insimbi. So yes, but it's also very interesting ngoba abanye bathi hayi it's, you know, it's all about making sure which I don't eat is into that will harm my health. What on a pair, Lana and a panting so bonisa, Napandu Quelama restaurants, Abo Starbucks, Labo Champs, Labo Elite, Labo Quele, all these restaurants that have unhealthy food. So Milangababuza, don't you get tempted? It's like going to the gym and then from the gym you go straight to KFC. Abanyabata, yes, if I do that, I just work it out in Yapin, I guess, really. So it's very interesting. So yes, and I love it here. Abantu abasakhulayo, abelungu, abamnyama, different races, different ages, different types of people. And it's very interesting when you talk to people from different, you know, different backgrounds that are all just coming at the same goal, same things in life. It's very interesting and I love it.
Did you manage to talk to any of them?
I couldn't get to talk to anyone, as you can see. Abantu bonke, they're busy on the skating ring. So unfortunately, they're working out. It's like ungena gymini, ubamba umuntu usufuna ukukhuluma lo muntu obamba insimbi. You can't do that. It's unheard of. Kodwa ukuthola umuntu sabadinga okwamanje, sizazomthola umuntu ozokhulumisana nami lama New Year's resolution. It's very interesting, the New Year's resolution that people have here. They're completely different, but mainly based on body goals and eating healthy.
Aha, ungazama ukuthelela lawe lapho nduna ungawo limale man.
Sazobazama.
Ngithi ungazama ukwenza ice skating lapho ngasilimalela Mike.
Anguzi.
Ngithi ungazama ukuthelela lawe labanye ku ice skating lapho ngasilimalela.
Oh. ngono wathi ngizamkhulumisana la lomunye wankhona
asizwani kuhle. I'm trying to tell him to be careful.
Oh wow.
Yababona ugcwele abantu lana abafana omunye ubhizi lana nomntana wakhe. So I'm here broadcasting live on Voice of America 3-7. And we're talking about New Year's resolutions. I see you here with the kids and working out. This is very interesting. What are your New Year's resolutions?
To work harder.
Mike, can you adjust your mic, please? Can you adjust your microphone?
Okay.
We can
and
barely
the kids,
hear that.
I see you're busy hanging out with them for New Year's. Yeah. What are your plans with them? You're going to keep them healthy and make them...
Yeah. I'll just let them be them. Also.
Okay. Okay. That's very interesting. Thank you very much. Have a good year. Have a good year. So, Nimzwile, umuyibaba ethi, yeah, like he wants to stay healthy. He wants to accomplish all his dreams and goals in 2017. Ati hoza hoza 2017. This is the year.
And what are your resolutions, Mike, for the coming year as an individual?
Well, for me personally, this year, I just want to get fitter. I want to get happier. I want to get healthier. This is the year whereby I make sure that all my goals, every single tick that I couldn't finish in 2016, 2017 is the year. There's no way that I'm letting go. I want to make sure that I'm healthier. That's why you can see I'm at a skating ring. I'm saying from Funda. Straight after this, yeah, Funda. There's a gym right here, so I know I'm going to make sure this year is the year whereby I do it right. In 3 months, vele, 3 months, I must make sure I sing in Simbe.
I see Abongandoona. That was Mike Wobe, our colleague at an ice skating facility in Pentagon. Anything more, Mike, that you'd like to share with us?
The only thing I can say is just like everyone else is saying here, 2017, make sure your goals are realistic. Make sure you check them off. If it's to get healthier, you can see people are busy finding different ways of recreational ways, let me call them that, of working out. It doesn't have to be in a gym. I know ekhaya vela ama gym are expensive, so it has to be, make sure whatever you can afford, you work out, you eat right, and you're good.
All right, siyabonga Nduna. Ubhasophe lapho
ngoba singakahambi kulomunye ubaba vele ulabantwana bakhe ofuna ukuxoxa nathi about his New Year's resolutions.
Okay, ngamafitha.
I'm great. Hey, look. So, sir, we're here, we're talking about New Year's resolutions, and we want to find out, what are your New Year's resolutions?
Do you have one
I'll
yet?
Start with the ladies first. Yeah. Ladies first.
Have you thought about your New Year's resolutions?
Not really. I think mine is to maybe work out
a little more. Okay. I like that. I see you at a skating rink. You're doing it right.
Do you have a resolution yet? No, we don't have a resolution.
And for yourself, sir?
Lose a little weight.
Okay. So it's a good thing that you had a skating rink.
Exactly.
All right, thank you very much. Have a good year. So, Ntunga Umzwile, bonke abalana bathi they just want to make sure they are healthy, they're working out, they're eating right, so that they make sure 2017 is the year to be active. Woza, woza 2017.
Alright, siyabonga Nduna, ubhasophe lakho okwe ice skating lo ngokwethu Ntunga, wena ungawa lapho usilimani.
Hayi ngeke ngiwe mina ngithi beka gobeki ngikilo manje.
Alright, siyabonga Mike.
Alright.
Okay, uyo ndi Mike, our colleague anga chitaura. Ari munoma muVirginia apa achitaura ne zviri kuita one vamwe. Mischine zvavari kushuva kushuvira mugore rinouya iye Mike Bachake ataurawo nezvishuviro zvake ari kuda kuona achiva munhu ari fit uyezve ari kuti achaita zve ice skating because he's at an ice skating facility but ndrikuti nini anofanira kuchenjera bhozi zveice skating rechirungurungu izvi ndezvoidiwa naNtungapi hazvizi zvemunhuwo zonogona kudonha ipapo and timbo zitati mulaleli lapa ecingweni uDouglas eGokwe kunjani Douglas
ngiyaphila ngiphilile njani lami khona ngani
hayi siyaphila kunjani egogwe baba
egogwe ikogo logo ibamba ngamandla
kuyino ongathi ukugcwalisile lo nyaka njalo izifiso zakho zomnyaka ozayo zimi njani
ngigcwalisile nyaka kabangibona kula impilo isiyitshalele nzima lapha njengabantu esisakhulayo asidubekile
kuyini ofisa ukukubona uguquka ngomnyaka ozayo Douglas
sengizobona nami ngibindula abantu abasakhulayo bebe lokubambana sibonisane sikhiphe lohulumende sihlinze kangaka kambe kadeka bedete noma babuya ngapha yazibone abantu abancane bezintshenziswa bezindi umgwaqo ukuthi kungadluli onkethi umaqhude kabuyile kosayo lonyaka kazivunela nje kupanangari wavalelwa labantu abakanyani so sekungani kufuna ukuthi sifundisane sibili sitshelane sikwayisane ukuthi sizaphuma njani edabeni orenje orenjeke
hhayi siyabonga Douglas ngokungena kuhlelo kuqakathekile phela ukubana likhulumisane njengezakhamizi okunye liphana amacebo libona ukuthi ezinye indubo nje eziyabe zikhona esigabeni lingahlanganisa amakhanda lizilungisise njani akudingeki ukuthi kuze kube ludubo lwezombusazwe lolu olukhangelane lomuntu wonke kodwa akhona nje ama-problems elingawasolva lani ku-community yenu njengezakhamizi lapho angithi kunjani Hello Douglas. We have lost our listener there Douglas but tangara pezedu kutaura nai nangani chimtaura inini kuti you know muzimwe nguaga zvakakosha kuti kana muri vanhu vanogara munharaunda imwe chete mubatanidze pfungwa kana paine matambudziko amuri kusangana nawo mubatanidza pfungwa dzenyu sevanhu vari kugara vese muvillage kana kuti mucommunity moita mushandira pamwe chete mosolva mogadzirisa matambudziko enyu at times it's not necessary to wait for the government to wait for the local authority to come and fix stuff for you because as we know it it's not easy really for the government to fix any problem it has many problems on its hands already
Very true. And it can only do so much because of what it's what has been happening throughout the whole year 2016. But I'm hoping that in through 2017, that it will be more people-centered. Anyway, I have something here by Peter Drucker, and he talks about some of the New Year's resolutions that people are going through. He says for some, it's losing weight. For some, it's saving money. For some, it's quitting smoking. And for some, it's going back to school. So I was talking to one guy, I'm hoping he'll come. He's one of our guests for the show today, and his name is Vukani Hladla. And he said something very interesting. He's an author of Reengineering the Mind. He says that his resolution for this year is $1 million campaign. He says he's out there to make $1 million. So I'm hoping we'll get him on the show because I wanted to find out, is that $1 million US dollars or it's $1 million bond notes? So with everything that is happening, where are we going to get $1 million in this country? So I'm waiting for him to tell me how he's going to be doing it.
We are now joined by Charles Nyoni, a human rights activist, a guy that we have hosted on many occasions on this platform. Ba Nyoni, tinomuga muchirai muchirongwa.
Ndinotenda masera sevateereri.
tibate nyaya iri mudariro ndezvipi zvamuri kuti magona kuzadzikisa gore rino kana kuti zvamatadza kuzadzikisa uyezve gore rinouya iri riri kutanga nemusi wesvondo zvii zvamuri kushuvira
zvatatadza kuzadzikisa zvizhinji chaizvo ndiboma hangu zvishoma zvacho ndinataura kuti hatina kukwanisa kunge tichiwana mhinduro kana kuti kupindurwa nehurumende yava Mugabe pamusoro pekuva kwaItai Zamara kuti ari kupi pari zvino nepari nhasi ichipiri chatatadza nechatakundikana ndechekuti tikwanise kunge tichibvisa hurumende inotungamirirwa navaMugabe kunyanya ivo vaMugabe vacho kuti vachizorora pambovawo neumwe utungamiriri hungatore nyika yedu hukaiendesa kuri nani nokuti vamwe hurumende yavaMugabe yakundikana hurumende yezanupf yatadza kutonga pamwe chete nekupawo vana vezimbabwe ugaro hwakanaka munyika yezimbabwe ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatakundikana kunge tichikwanisa kuita mugore rineri ratapedza zvatiri kutarisira kuti tingakwanisa kushingirira kuita mugore ratakutanga iri pasvondo yatiri kubata ndechekupiwa mhinduro nehurumende yavaMugabe kuti Itai vakamuisitu uyezve Itai vakamuita sei vanoziva nezvetinokuita nekutorwa nekupambwa kwaItai vamiswe pamberi pematare edzimhosva pamwe chete nekusiya basa kwavaMugabe.
Aha, go pa nyaya yezvematongero enyika pazvizvo amuri kutarisirawo tichiona kuti sarudzo dza2018 dziri kuuya panguva shoma iri kutevera.
Pane zvematongero enyika chikuru chakatikoshera isu vanomirira kodzero dzeruzhinji vanorwira kodzero dzevanhu ndechekuti vane chine chezvokuita nekutongwa kwenyika novayo mapolitical parties vakundikana kugadzirisa dambudziko remuzimbabwe saka dambudziko remuzimbabwe rava kutoda isisu pachezvedu macitizen kuti tizvimiririra toga zvichireva izvo kuti panotombodiwa kuti patomboitwa nehurumende inoundwa nemacitizens emuzimbabwe pasina political party iri involved kusvikira zvinhu zvagadzirisika zvinhu zvava stable maelections aakukwanisika kuitika ari free and fair then vane chino izvokuitwa nezvematongero enyika mapolitical parties ochizokwikwidza mumwe nomumwe achizvimiririra maelections achiranwa neutungamiriri hwekutungamirirwa nemacitizen saka tikuti pane zvematongero enyika tiri kutarisira kuti citizens movement ndo ichaita kuti ichatonga nyika kweperiodi kusvika kwaitwa maelection.
Mm-hmm. And so as you are telling the people Panyaima rights avo, how do you feel that this resolutions are gonna kubatsira on a national level? Because of what we have seen throughout this year, it has been really daunting for the citizens. Saka, how can we make it stronger? How can we make this goal setting stronger and my plans actually could have a more successful and impactful?
The first port of call would be enlightening the citizens on the strength that they have and that they are being given and guaranteed in the constitution of Zimbabwe. So the first thing that would be our priority as a nation and as a human rights defender is access to the constitution, be it in English, Shona Ndebele, or any other vernacular language, so that people are averse in the power that they have and that they are guaranteed under the new constitution. Because we have realized that people do not know nor do they understand that they actually have the right to demand answers to a sitting government. They actually have the right to petition, a right to demonstrate, a right to actually just sit in or do anything as they please. The only qualification that is in the constitution is all these things must be done peacefully. So our priority is teaching the people and giving them access to the Constitution, because currently the Constitution copies.
Nyoni qhubeka ubambile ecingweni khonapho Miss Chi Timbo Tora Mtereri.
Hello Pasi, how are you? Mukoma Pasi. Hello?
Hello, Mukoma Pasi. I think we have lost Mukoma Pasi there. But we are going back to our colleague Mike Wobe, who is here at the Pentagon City. Earlier we spoke to him. He was trying to do some ice skating, but I hope he didn't do it, because I told him not, because I'm not sure he can do it, and we don't have a budget for, you know, to take him to a hospital. And I'm talking about the Asian Nation Day, Duanantunga. Mike, Uti. Hello, Mike.
Call me when they need me.
Hello, Mike. Big Mike.
Yes, Nduna, yes, Nduna. So, Nduna, I need to earlier on Nishilongata, I abantu lana bati, they work out and then they eat. Manje lana, I've come to one of the bati healthiest spots in DC. I need to ekhaya vele le athi sila Nando's chicken. But I abantu lana bati, Nando's chicken is actually one of the healthiest spots. So I decided, you know what, let me actually come here, see what it's all about. And see what abantu badlane vele lana eNando's enza ukuthi basitshele ukuthi this is the healthiest takeout food that they have.
So are you going in there yourself to have some food?
Oh, of course. Ngishilongathi mina I'm going to be healthy, kodwa ihealthy and I say I'm going to iqala kusasa.
Okay, you know eating healthy is not only about, you know, picking and choosing, cherry picking the right stuff. It's also about the portions. How much do you eat, Mike?
I mean, personally, what I'll eat is I can get like half a chicken and then break it up over three portions. So I'll probably eat that maybe for lunch and then as a snack for like between 5 and 7 and then ebusuku as dinner. That's usually how I eat. I like to make sure that I eat 4 times a day. Well, if you overeat, eat. I still need the energy to be able to run around and live my daily life.
You have no believability, Mike. I can't believe you can, you know, you can divvy up a half chicken into three meals.
It's very possible. It's very possible, Nduna. Have you never done it? Half chicken?
Well,
into thirds.
I can, but I'm not sure you can do it.
Impossible. Anzi, impossible is nothing. You know, impossible is nothing. Apparently, it's a doing.
Okay. So, bati no kuluma labo kona ngapo aba puma guma restaurants achi ene.
Kulume lomu nusi si ikamala ke ansel sola ngoto ai kichima ngata ngambuza ngati sisi manje inandozi uthandelani. But Nando's, it's very rare. It's different to what America traditionally has. So, minangambuza ngati, what is America traditionally have? What's the one chela what I traditionally uma ukuluma nge chicken yamelika. Abantu they eat. But papa is chicken. The Nando's, I eat Nando's. Papa is chicken. The KFC. Lopa where they just deep fry chicken yankona. Ipuma I but maybe one piece of chicken. Ama calories yankona. Abe 300 calories. Ngati it's a full meal. Wang tell what I know, that's why she likes Nando's chicken. But one, she doesn't have to cook. Two, it helps to be healthy food.
I see abonga Mike. Hambe si ice skating and to them na wang eshula loko and sabugu.
Angtia, I send ya cook and nabu baba nabu mama mita sasumunto musha. So I still have the energy to learn these things.
I see abonga hambe kolisa chalagit.
I see abonga chalangbuganin.
All right, that's our colleague Mike Wobe. at the Pentagon City, talking to people and, you know, also having a feel of the ice skating arena.
And you
where,
know,
where I told you, my colleague took me there the other time. We were supposed to do it, but I didn't chicken out, but, you know, we had to find something different to do.
Yes, you didn't chicken out. But one of the things I've realized, when you come here to America, you find out that a lot of people take health eating so seriously. Because one of the things, when I came here, there was a lot of culture shock. The hamburgers are big. You go to Nando's, you pay once, but you go to the fountain so many times. I mean, the culture shock in terms of food here is something else. So I'm really happy that most Americans are thinking, and Zimbabweans, as we heard Mr. Mike and yourself, reconsidering in terms of eating. Back to Charles Nyoni. Mr. Nyoni, you were talking about understanding the Constitution and how important it is that everybody have access to it. Mr. Nyoni? Hello, Mr. Nyoni?
I think we might have lost Nyoni there, but we'll try shortly to reconnect with him. We were also supposed to talk to another guest, an author, Vugani Dladla. I'm not sure, maybe his phone is being problematic, as is the case with many Zimbabwean phones, but we will keep trying.
Mm-hmm. So one of the, I really liked the idea of what Charles Nyoni was saying in terms of equal distribution, making sure that everybody has access to the Constitution for 2017, because I think it's very important that in the 2018 elections, everybody knows what they're entitled to have and what can be done about it in terms of the events that are going to be taking place this year.
Indeed, I agree with you. I couldn't agree more, you know. And also, I hope, you know, those in government are listening because, you know what, honestly, we need some change. We can't have a perpetuation of the status quo, where you have people going hungry, you know, on end, people not being able to get money from the banks, you know, the companies are closing down left, right, and center, and the hunger situation clearly. We need, you know, we need some change. People want a change for the better, you know. I always say to people that the best way governments, you know, could keep themselves in power perpetually is to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just to do the right thing, then people vote for you. Right?
Yes. Well, we're on that right now. We have our caller. He's back. Mr. Pasi.
Mazuta.
Makadigo.
And did you Makadigo?
I want to know Farah Dimi Mabaku Tamba pa Christmas Cup.
Aiwa, panacho taka bojga, but na mari mufunge mulo mimi kama na mna mari andulo tu shamsi kwa umwaisha roti kumari riko kana guti zukfamba zaka na kwa Isus taka tisi na kana chini kana Christmas ya chato mbizi yaka famba sisi.
A good. Saka tipe mafungiro enyu 2017 chicha murku shuira kuti ah ijaka itika ish ninga faracha ish.
Zandikada kuti nditaure ndezve kuti iyo 2016 ino ikai takundikana kuti tizwisane nemakanzelers edu aripo izvezvi ari kumirira matowns neso pamusoro pekuti nekuti vari kuti iwoka vakauya kuwanhu vanhu vari kuvataurira kuti aiwa vanhu havasi kuramba kubhadhara mari asikuti mari iri kunetsa vanhu ine mari dzavaka kuchaja dzakawandisa vanhu vari kutaura dai vanga vachaja mari inokwanisika mwedzi wega wega so that munhu umwe naumwe akwanise kubhadhara mari yacho pamwedzi handiti muri kuzviona saka manje iye zvine zvichiri kuitika ndechekuti macancellors haasi kuteerera kuti vanhu vava vanzwisani ndatonzwa achitaura pastudio 7 kuti hanzi takatokwidza nyaya iyi kumadebt collectors muri kuona haisiriyo solution iri kudiwa muno muzimbabwe nekuti vanonyatsoziva kuti mari munomwe yakaraswa mari dzaka dziri mumabhengi dzikatorwa dzikangonyarirwa dzakadaro saka vanhu vari kusvagura kuchengetedza kuti vaone chavabata chiri kungoenda pamuromo zvezvakare mayouth aya vari kutaura kuti mayouth haana chaanobata nekuti ndisiri kuvachengeta ndisiri kuvatengera chikafu saka ndinoshaya kuziva kuti orit ko tinozogona sei kuti tigadzirise ikonomi yacho kana kuti zvinozvifambe zvakanaka kana tisingazwisisani nemaresidensi emuno muHarare kuti vanzwe kuti chikonzero chii chiri kuita kuti vanhu vashoma vakwanise kubhadhara vamwe vazhinji vasingakwanisi kubhadhara hezvo nhasi vaakuda kutora zvinhu zvevanhu manje vaakutora zvinhu zvevanhu kudaro zvisina kumbobvira zvakaitwa kana nasimithi chaiye aive mumbindidoga watinoti ndiye aive mupambivhu haana kumbobvira atora propeti yemunhu asi kuti wainzwisisana nevanhu asi iye zvine zviivo macancellors aya ari kutogara pasi kuronga kuti aiwa toda kutoti titotora zvinhu zvevanhu zvinogadzirisa nyika here nai handizivi asi kungoitira kuti vanhu vese vazive kuti aiwa izvi hazvina kumbobvira zvaitwa kana nevaripo vacho vari kutadza kutonga nhasi havana kumbobvira vakasvika paextend yakadaro asi ava vaakuda kutaura tirida kuenda kumaelections tinoenda sei kumaelections zvinhu zvavanhu vachitora zvinhu zvevanhu vanhu vachiomesa mutemo vasingazwisisane nevanhu iwo marodhi avanotaura kuti ari kugadzira hakuna marodhi ari kugadzirwa zvinhu hapana chinhu chavari kuita maservisi chaivo haasi kufamba zvakanaka saka tiri kuti isusu ngavadzikise mari isvikire pekuti munhu wese akwanise kubhadhara sezvazvakaita smith akatora 20 years vanhu vakaenda kuhondo vakagodzoka mari iri pa$9 20 years asi ezvino izvi kubva 2009 hapana kanga aine chikwereti asi munhu wese iko zvine zvangozara nechikwereti hamusi kuona kuti nyika haina haisumuka haifambire mberi ko idzo mari dzedu dzakadyiwa dzikatorwa dzikaenda kubhengi tichazodziwana sei taisenzera kuti tigozozishandisa nhasi handi mazoona saka nhasi unouyu manje vanhu vari muno makuita vanenge vakanganwa kana kuti vasingachazivi kuti aiwa kanhamo iyi hatisisi takaigadzira yakagadzirwa nehurumende iripo
ko panyaya dzeupfumi hwenyika hwainda kumawera pamukoma wangu zvii zvamuri kuda kuonawo zvichichinja zvichishanduka
zvatoda kuti tione zvichishanduka ndezvekuti isusu toda kuti munhu wese kana ari kudiaspora akwanise kuvhota munyika muvhoteri hwemunhu awa anodiwa nevanhu wese handiti muri kuona saka zotipa mukana wekuti kana tavhotera watinenge tavhotera tinozomubvunza mubvunzo kuti koshamwari zvatakakuvhotera uri kuita sei nesu iye zvinezvi tiri kurambidzwa ka kana kada kuti utaure chinhu kozi ndiwani iwewe hatina simba racho rekuti titaure saka tiri kuti isusu maelections ari kuuyaya ngaagadzirwe awe free and fair munhu wese kana ari kuamerica ari kubritain wherever ngaakwanise kuvhota hapana munhu anofanira kurambidza munhu kuvhota nekuti patime yatinoenda kumavhoti each candidate angangomira as a candidate handi muri kuona saka hapana anenge achine power yekutaura kuti awa havandivade kana kuti zvakati handizvidi ngatiendei kureferendum 2017 tiende kureferendum ndokunobvunza kuti diaspora ingavhota here kana kuti kana no here kana kuti yes chet tisati asvika muna naapril mutoenda kureferendum mazimbabwens otaura ega kuti vanoda here kuti ndivo vanofanira kutaura nezvenyika inoi kuti vari kudiaspora vanofanira kuvhota here kana kuti kwete ngavagadzire referendum iye vana makarau ngavakurumidze kugadzira izvozvo vasataura kuti havana mari nekuti muzimbabweni ega ega anofanira kuvhota zvaanoda nenyika inoi ndo zvatiri kutarisira kuti ndo zvingatigadzirisira nyika
semaziviro enyu mukoma iyi nhepfenyuro yeruzhinji inotererwa chaizvo nemunhu wese chero nevanhu vezanu pf kunyanya-nyanya dai vamugave vakaterera pari zvino ndeapi mashoko amungada kusvitsa kwavari
ndaingokumbira hangu kuti vakatiitira zvakanaka fani kuti vakati takadzwa hondo tisi takaenda kuhondo tikakontributa pahondo iye zvino izvi ndanda kukumbira kuti aiwa sapresident vedu vakatiitira zvakanaka kudaro tinovatenda even nemhuri yavo nenyika ino yese yezimbabwe kuti aiwa president makaita basa sereke makaunza zimbabwe ngavatikukumbirisa kuti ngavachienda kunozorora
Aha, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma pasi.
Alright, Mustang, bye bye.
Umlaleli we Studio 7 lo upasi ukhala ngokuthi elizweni akulalutho oluhambayo. Othi ufuna ukubona kuguqulwa into eziningi kakhulu okuphathelane lokhetho. Bonke oRita Makarau abe ZEC ikomishini phela ekhangelane lokuqhutshwa kokhetho. Uthi kumele basuswe ezikhundleni zabo. Kulungisiswe ikomishini ezaqondisa ukhetho ngemfanelo kungela kuqilibezela njalo kungela kweyamela kolunye uhlangothi. Uthi kubaba uMgabe, hayi siyabonga baba uMgabe kubana wasilethela inkululeko elizweni labanye abalwela inkululeko yelizwe, kodwa sokuyisikhathi sokuthi hayi uhlehlele udedele abanye abasalamandla lamasu okuvuselela ilizwe. Ecingweni silo mlaleli njalo usigubhu esidala useHarare. Sigubhu, kunjani ba?
Ngiphilile mhlobo wami, kunjani khona?
Hayi siyaphila, kunjani eHarare?
Hayi kumnonywana kancane.
Lidlale njani?
Eyi, akuyabheda mntakababa, imbala siyibona lapha eZimbabwe.
Yeba kithi, ibhondi alenzanga kwaba nganeno yi?
Hayi, akulawo nganeno, sikhuluma nje le makhaya kasahambanga, besifisa ukuyafika emakhaya kuba sibamba bambe nje emasimini, kodwa hayi kusehlule ba.
Yeba kithi, kuyino kufisela ngomnyaka ozayo, sigubho okukhangelele?
Engikukhangelele kumnyaka ozayo, ngifisa ukuthi ababa kuthiwa nje, singalungiselwa imigwaqo, njalo umkhono wethu ube ngathi uyathuthuka, senelise nemisebenzi ibe khona, lingakhala amayuthi lapha eZimbabwe kabasebenzi.
Kundaba zemisebenzi kwezombusazwe lapha-ke sikhangela ukubana sokuyisikhathi sokulungiselela ukhetho.
Ya, engakukhuthaza kwezombusazwe ukuba amayuthi wonke ngiyambona bahlezi nje umemanifika lapho kubuthene khona olova, bakhanya ukuthi uhulumende lo obusayo kabamthandi. Kodwa usipho olusuka lube khona ukubana ukuvota bona laba bantu sokusike kuvoteni kabavoti. Kodwa baye bekhala besithi into kazimanga kuhle eZimbabwe, kodwa ekuvoteni kabavoti.
So kubalulekile ukubana babhalise ukuze bavote njengabane.
Ya, khona lokho lami kwebe ngukhale, le kwebe ngesike sakuxoxa uthe madoda. Sonke siyakhala sithi into azisimelanga kuhle kuleli lizwe. Kodwa ke base siye kuvoteni phakathi kwethu sonke esikhona apha. Akukho noma oyedwa ovotayo. Lami ngomunye wakhona endihlala ngikhala kodwa angingaze ngivote. Kodwa kulolu khetho oluzayo, ithe ma kuze ngivote.
Hayi siyabonga sigubhu, njalo siyajabula ukuzwa ukuthi uzimisele ukuvota kukhetho oluzayo.
Hayi, nami ngibonge kakhulu sihlobo zikaNkulunkulu.
Aha, siyabonga. Abo vangabari vasigubhu esidala, sigubhu esidala mtereri tiridziraronhare ari kuHarare, ari kutaura iye nenyaya yekuti vechidiki vanofanirwa kunyoresa kuti vawanikwe vachivhota. Ari kutaurawo kuti iye ndemumwe wevechidiki vasati vambovhota muupenyu hwake. Saka asi mugore ra2018 akazvipira kuti awanikwe achivhota.
It's so surprising that many people, vechidiki, they have never voted before. Even vechikuru, you hear them, kuti I started voting at the age of 25, 26. So it's very important that even the age for voting should be brought down to 16. Because I think people should vote as early as 16.
And on that note, it's time to disconnect. It was a pleasure having you all on The Connection. My name is Ntungamili Nkomo.
And good night, Zimbabwe. Same time next week. And my name is Choniso. Remember to write down your list and tell us more about what you have accomplished on your resolutions for 2017. Bye-bye.